Welcome to the Mount St. Helens National Volcanic Monument. You are entering into a U.S. Forest Service fee area. Fees are collected to maintain and support the monument, its programs, and viewpoints. If you have already purchased your pass, thank you for your support. If you have not yet purchased one, they may be obtained at the Visitor Center. Thank you again for your support, and we hope you enjoy your visit to the monument. You are at Lewitt Viewpoint, located on Johnston Ridge, 5.5 miles due north of Mount St. Helens. The top 1,300 feet of the mountain was blown away on May 18, 1980, when a 5.1 earthquake located directly under the mountain shook the north slope free, creating the largest recorded landslide in history. 1 cubic mile of mud, rock, and debris came crashing down on Spirit Lake and buried the Toutle River Valley in front of you. This reduced the mountain from 9,600 feet to its current 8,300-foot peak. Directly in front of you is the mile-wide, 3,000-foot-deep crater created from that event. Directly inside the crater, you can see the lava dome. The dome is created from magma pushing up from the cryo chamber located underneath the mountain. Small earthquakes called harmonic tremors are created from this movement and can cause rock slides around the crater. The lava dome has grown to a height of over 3,000 feet and continues to grow today at the rate of 10 yards of material every 3 minutes. If you look closely, you can see steam venting from all around the lava dome. The mountain is active, and steam events or small ash eruptions can happen at any time. Steam events will disperse white plumes into the air. Rock slides will show as dirty clouds and appear on the sides of the crater. Ash events will show dark gray and come from the lava dome area itself. Plumes often reach several hundred feet above the top of the mountain. Be sure and stop in at Johnston Ridge Visitor Center and view the 16-minute video presentation, Message of the Mountain, which details the eruption story of Mount St. Helens. Interpreters are on duty to help answer any further questions you might have. We hope that you have enjoyed being on the air at Mount St. Helens, so make sure to visit our other FM interpretive stations and enjoy your visit to the monument.